SRTAP Sharjah, and today we are actually joined by Mr. Anang Mistry of AHB and Bicycletech UK. Thank you, Anang, for being here.
Right. Thanks for having me. To add to that, since we are going to discuss a bit more about what LLMs are, Dialogue XR is, and chatbots related to contact center, in addition to all my music and sports and everything, I've also worked part-time in a contact center for half a year in the UK. I was working for a bank's outsourced contact center. So that's that's where I am right now, and what I've done in the past somewhat has some sort of connection. And it gives me an idea as to where the gaps are and what we can do and what we are trying to do and achieve in that space.
The first question, what's the challenges in the call centers, right?
Right. So, a very straightforward challenge that everyone feels, whoever's trying to connect to a contact center, is the long wait time. I've been lucky in India because we've got all the contact centers, but over there we have waiting time not more than 5 minutes usually, at least as per my experience. But it's very common to have a wait time of around 15 to 20 minutes
for the customers
in the UK and places around. Which is huge, even from what I imagine and how I've experienced life in India versus life in the UK. I would really not want to wait for 20 minutes when I'm trying to connect and get my problem resolved. Especially in most cases where you, while I was working in the bank, most of the cases would be that you lost a card or you cannot find your card and things like these, which creates some sort of panic. In that situation, under those circumstances, having to wait for 15 to 20 minutes is not ideal for people. Apart from that, of course, when you flip the side, when you're looking at from a contact center manager's perspective, it's also to do with average call handling time, then other things like employee churn. You've trained a lot of employees, they've worked under you and now they've left. So now you have to train new employees. Until that time, your performance of the contact center is going to suffer. In addition to that, what this also leads to is things like misinformation. So it's a huge database of things that you have to learn to advise people, because a range of services depending on what kind of company you're working for. And sometimes you're not well versed with all the things that are there. Exactly. And you might end up in the pressure of time while being on the call and trying to come across as someone who knows everything to help the customer, gaining that confidence and trust. You end up giving some sort of misinformation, which was not your fault. Up to a certain extent, it was your fault. You shouldn't have done that. But that's the gap that we're looking at, that you end up giving some sort of misinformation that comes back as an escalation on the team. So again, if you are a contact center manager, these are also some of the issues that you face while you're dealing on a day-to-day basis working for one company.
All right. So customer service is probably the most effective or most important aspect of a business, right? And it is proven that it is also the cheaper to retain a customer, and you know, basically compared to get a new one. So the foundation of good customer service comes with customer agents in a good mood, right? So that's also something that we need to consider. So
I mean, yeah, so of course, whenever you're dealing with humans, be it a contact center or even the company that we are working for, or any other company for that example, the mood of the employees or the mood of the workers is important, and companies do a lot for that. And that's something that comes with being human. That's a part of you being yourself. In contact centers, of course, that is also important because it's a high pressure working environment, and often you get shouted upon, you get scolded upon because of things that are not your fault at all, because you're just there to give advice, reading text and telling them what the situation is, but then you get shouted upon. So those are also some challenges that working as a call center executive you have to face. And people are trying to change things around, do a bit about it, and there's also the work from home options available for some companies now. But overall, there has to be some sort of improvement. The delivery of customer service and the quality that we need to provide over here, or the contact center managers need to provide, is always under check and scrutiny. So that needs to be worked upon in any way.
Earlier, we mentioned AI in call centers, right? So one of the things that we're going to talk about is the development of the Dialogue XR, DXR, has been due to the contact centers that we came across, right? How true is that?
Yeah, so it's sort of true that Dialog XR came from the need of contact centers or automating some of their work, mm-hmm. but that's not the only potential of Dialog XR. Of course, it's being used for other applications too that we have in the company. But yeah, contact centers has been the main driving force behind this. Why we look at it in this angle is because since ChatGPT was introduced, a lot of CEOs and companies and managers have used it to automate their regular tasks. But when you look at AI, the potential of large language modeling and conversational AI, there's a lot more that we can do over here. And that's where we are trying to fit in with Dialog XR. If you look at it, it's not just about automating few tasks, but it's also about learning from the dialects and understanding what people do. For example, if I to take UK or England as an example over here, there's a lot of difference in accents and dialects, although they're speaking English, but some sort of words and slangs in the northern part or parts around Newcastle is very different from how they speak English in London.
Yeah.
So if we could use the AI agent with the voice assistance over here and understand how Newcastle speaks differently than London, then that is something where we can add value. Because even when I was working, of course, I was working in the UK, I've not really understood the slangs around there because I'm from India.
Yeah.
And Indian English is very different. It's not very different, but the way we speak, our accent, the way we consume
the
knowledge,
that
is being conveyed to us in English, is very different from how traditional English people would use their language in. So I used to feel that challenge being a call center executive. So what AI can do over here is it can learn. It can learn how a particular region uses that particular set of language, and it can use it back to help the people over there calling from that center. Again, the same thing can be deployed in London, and they can understand the regional use of a particular language. Now, it's not just about English. The same thing, the same variance probably does exist around the Middle East with all the Arab-speaking nations. And also maybe in other countries, like Tashkent would speak very different from other cities in Uzbekistan and so on. So that's where we're trying to arrive at.
It sounded like AI will be replacing a lot of people, right? In the workforce, especially in the call center industry.
So that's not exactly how I look at it. It's more to do with assisting humans than replacing humans, because if you look at it and the challenges that I've explained so far, one of them being misinformation, or there's a plethora of information and you can't find the exact thing that you need to advise on. These sort of things is something that we are trying to assist on, and also to eradicate the repetitive questions that keep coming in. So what used to happen, or what still happen, used to happen with me, but still happens in contact centers, is that a majority chunk of calls that are coming in are usually for the same exact question, which is a very straightforward question to be answered. Now, if there are more intricate queries that people are calling for, they are going to wait for that exact same 15 to 20 minutes as someone who has a very straightforward question. They are also waiting for the exact same time. What we want to do is, you already have the human resource, and human resources should be used to explain more intricate problems or resolve more intricate problems or complex situations for the customers. And the straightforward ones can be taken care of by automating them.
Right.
And that's where I say we are not trying to replace humans, we are trying to assist them. Because when you're in that pressure handling moment, when you're in that space where you're, as soon as you disconnect a call, there's a new person who's connected to you and you're trying to understand what the problem is, we are trying to handle most of the plain sailing questions that come through. Example would be that a number of people who lose their credit card or the debit cards, they are going to call and say that I want to block that card. These kind of questions could be taken care of by the AI agent or by Dialog XR over here in this case. Whereas someone who has more complex questions, that can I increase my credit limit? Okay, that needs a background verification. What have you been spending? What are your income? We need to do a few more checks. Those kind of requests can go to humans who are handling it. Again, I'm not saying that only special calls would be answered by humans, but most of straight up calls can be handled by an automated solution that can reduce the workload on the humans, and they can perform better than, and plus they won't have that much of burnout working in contact centers. In addition to that, even while you're trying to look for information, while you're trying to assist a customer, a calling customer, you can still use Dialog XR, scan through all the directory or all the data that you have and get to the exact point that you need to read and explain it, so that, you know, again, you're not passing on misinformation, which is resulting in escalations, which in turn reduces the trust and services of your customer service or the contact center as a whole. So those are the things we are looking at. We are not trying to replace humans. We are trying to assist them with the job that they are doing, because they are always overwhelmed with the number of queries and calls that are coming in.
So let us be clear. It's not going to replace jobs, right?
It won't. It won't. What it would do is, in certain cases, it will provide some sort of assurance to managers for employees that are leaving. And there's always a downtime and an uptime, even when you're trying to run a contact center, where there are a huge chunk of employees have left who knew the answers, who knew how to do things. And now you're trying to train a new batch of customer service agents who are going to get to the flow. But that takes time. They're going to take weeks of training, weeks of monitoring and this and that. So there's always that assistance that we're trying to provide to managers. Of course, they might recruit less in the future if they see that sort of a performance, but we don't see that. Again, another impacting factor over here is that the technology alone does not dictate or decide whether they're going to replace humans or not.
Yeah.
Why I say that is from my experience in working in that contact center where I was working for a bank in the UK. That bank's majority user base, or the bank's customers, were about the age of 50 and 60. And they were the older people.
Mm-hmm.
What you see over here is older people are usually less adapting to newer technologies. Mm-hmm. They are less tech savvy. Of course, I'm not saying it for all. Or if you have to generalize on a broad level, they are the ones who do not really want to quickly hang on to the new technology. In this banking sector example, you have old people who still want to go to the bank and get their things done. Whereas now the younger generation are using banks like Revolut and Monzo and these kind of online banks who do not even have physical offices for customers. So when you're working for a bank or for a business that relies or that serves to people who are not particularly very tech savvy or in that age group, they are not ready to migrate to an AI solution. So although we are ready, although the bank is ready, if the customers are not ready, then the entire purpose of supporting the customers the way they want it dictates or asks you to do is that to stick to the traditional services.
Yeah.
So it's not just the technology that's the driving factor over here. The base will always remain the customers. So if the customer satisfaction levels are more with face-to-face or in-person interactions, then there's only so much we can do with technology where we can assist contact centers to deliver their traditional services in a better and a more efficient manner.
All right, that's well explained, Mr. Nao. Okay. And hope you guys learn a lot from this podcast. And if you have more questions regarding to AI chatbots, or specifically Dialog XR, you may reach out to us through our email. You can also search us through our socials. So we have LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You can also leave your questions in our comment sections. And thank you, Anang, for joining this podcast. And we also have an upcoming webinar. Hopefully, you guys will join us and hope to see you guys.